Chapter 15.
L'Inferno di Dante,
Sienna whispered, her expression rapt as she inched closer to the stark image of the underworld now projected on her kitchen wall. Dante's vision of hell, Langdon thought, rendered here in living color. Exalted as one of the preeminent works of world literature, The Inferno was the first of three books that made up Dante Alighieri's Divine Comedy, a 14,233-line epic poem describing Dante's brutal descent into the underworld, journey through purgatory, and eventual arrival in paradise. Of the comedy's three sections, Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso, Inferno was by far the most widely read and memorable. Composed by Dante Alighieri in the early 1300s, Inferno had quite literally redefined medieval perceptions of damnation. Never before had the concept of hell captivated the masses in such an entertaining way. Overnight, Dante's work solidified the abstract concept of hell into a clear and terrifying vision, visceral, palpable, and unforgettable. Not surprisingly, following the poem's release, the Catholic Church enjoyed an enormous uptick in attendance from terrified sinners looking to avoid Dante's updated version of the underworld. Depicted here by Botticelli, Dante's horrific vision of hell was constructed as a subterranean funnel of suffering, a wretched underground landscape of fire, brimstone, sewage, monsters, and Satan himself waiting at its core. The pit was constructed in 9 distinct levels, the 9 rings of hell, into which sinners were cast in accordance with the depth of their sin. Near the top, the lustful or carnal malefactors were blown about by an eternal windstorm, a symbol of their inability to control their desire. Beneath them, the gluttons were forced to lie face down in a vile slush of sewage, their mouths filled with the product of their excess. Deeper still, the heretics were trapped in flaming coffins, damned to eternal fire. And so it went, getting worse and worse the deeper one descended. In the 7 centuries since its publication, Dante's enduring vision of hell had inspired tributes, translations, and variations by some of history's greatest creative minds. Longfellow, Chaucer, Marx, Milton, Balzac, Borges, and even several popes had all written pieces based on Dante's Inferno. Monteverdi, Liszt, Wagner, Tchaikovsky, and Puccini composed pieces based on Dante's work, as had one of Langdon's favorite living recording artists, Lorena McKennitt. Even the modern world of video games and iPad apps had no shortage of Dante-related offerings. Langdon, eager to share with his students the vibrant symbolic richness of Dante's vision, sometimes taught a course on the recurring imagery found in both Dante and the works he had inspired over the centuries.
Robert, Sienna said, shifting closer to the image on the wall. Look at that.
She pointed to an area near the bottom of the funnel-shaped hell. The area she was pointing to was known as the Malabolge, meaning evil ditches. It was the 8th and penultimate ring of hell, and was divided into 10 separate ditches, each for a specific type of fraud. Sienna pointed more excitedly now.
Look, didn't you say in your vision you saw this?
Langdon squinted at where Sienna was pointing, but he saw nothing. The tiny projector was losing power, and the image had begun to fade. He quickly shook the device again until it was glowing brightly. Then he carefully set it farther back from the wall on the edge of the counter across the small kitchen, letting it cast an even larger image from there. Langdon approached Sienna, stepped to the side to study the glowing map. Again, Sienna pointed down toward the 8th ring of hell.
Look, didn't you say your hallucinations included a pair of legs sticking out of the earth upside down with the letter R?
She touched a precise spot on the wall.
There they are.
As Langdon had seen many times in this painting, the 10th ditch of the Malabolge was packed with sinners half buried upside down, their legs sticking out of the earth. But strangely, in this version, one pair of legs bore the letter R written in mud exactly as Langdon had seen in his vision. My God!